This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Well, I've got something I'll put together, Jimmy boy.
Right.
Put moron number two on the phone.
And I thought, well, this won't go well. And it didn't.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, nice show. Nice show coming up on a Tuesday. Now, Dyson Heffelin just got engaged.
He did.
Our girl, Kate Turner.
Exactly.
For a long time she's had to wait. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to old topic Brayshaw taking over again after a dominant performance first up yesterday.
Not bad. Yep.
We speak to a man who reminds me a bit of myself.
Who?
Jack Zeeble. Tough. I'm a lot better looking, but he's tough.
No, Jim.
So we're looking forward to Zeebs coming in. Oh, nice looking show. Hello to you, Fat.
And a very good joke to finish.
No, joke no good.
Exactly. How are you going? All right, after your first day when you got hung up on.
Yeah.
That's never happened,
No
Jim.
One hung up on us. He had to go into a meeting.
Because your question.
Because we held him up.
I listened
we're
today.
We're talking about Rowler.
Yeah, Matt Rowler. Because... I listen. I like to listen back on the show just to see how it goes. I'll sit in there
you
with
never
Dave.
Never listen back on the
Dave
show.
Dave Cameron, the boss, will go through the show.
Do you? Yeah.
You've got a few things to say.
No, Dave's said to me. Anyway, just use the rest of this year to look around and see if there's anyone else you can do this show with.
Anyway, Jim, your question went on and on.
It actually did not.
So no wonder Matt Rowell just said, I've had enough and I've got to go to a team meeting. No wonder.
Yes.
Hello, rabbits.
And a laconic performance. How are you feeling at this particular moment?
If I was allowed to say shithouse on TV, I'd say I was feeling completely and utterly shithouse.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to say that.
Who said that?
Tony Cochran.
Oh, yes, the chairman of the Suns.
Gone, the old purple
He's
pants.
Gone, yeah.
Purple pants. He used to love rolling in a purple pant.
Did he?
Old tone.
Now, Rabsy, time now for the one and only.
Oh, my
where,
God.
Where are you?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
We've also got this, a nice little whammy.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Guess what I'm having, Jim?
What?
A root beer.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? Genuine root beer.
No.
Rosie goes, where would she find that?
Well, was it alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Oh, shit. Oh, good. No, it's not.
I would have found that out before I started drinking.
Well, no, I just cracked the lid and away. Let's talk footy. Footy is only nine sleeps to go, Jim. Round one. We're looking forward to that. Carlton, Richmond. Should be a good game.
90 plus, do we think?
Yes.
Yeah, we always say that. Never quite get there. 80 odd.
Well, Trent Cotchin will be playing, and so will Jordan DeGoey in round one. They've both been cleared.
Well, Cotchin just got out of that. His way out of that.
Cotchin a $1,500 fine for misconduct. He's done it a couple of times, that one. I'll get him next time, I'm telling you. Right. Just be very wary, Trent. And Jordan DeGoey, $3,000 fine for a dangerous tackle.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was the tackle, wasn't it? Was he the one with the frisbee?
I didn't say anything.
No. It was the frisbee when he threw it to the dog and broke his finger. Come on, Jordan.
I think that might have been Jeremy Hamm.
Some injuries. Speaking of injuries.
Same club.
Pat Lipinski out for first half of the year. What happened there, Rabs? Done his shoulder. He's had shoulder surgery.
Yeah, dislocated it on the weekend. Wow. So not good.
Good luck to him. Cam Zerha mightn't play round one, Jim.
Doesn't look like he's going to play.
Calf strain. Yeah. Wow, so there's a few here.
Can I ask Zeeps?
Will he coming in?
Oh, thank you, we will. Prestia, the meatball.
A little Dion.
He's injured again. Pectoral muscle.
Ooh, they take some fixing.
They do.
Too.
So good luck. We like the meatball. Tuke Miller should play round one. He's been out with a hammy, but he's feeling fantastic.
Right.
Who else? Oh, no, Sam Darcy playing beautifully, Jim. They're not sure where to play him out there at the Western Bulldogs, but apparently Lukey Beveridge has said, no, we're going to play him forward. Ooh. So what about this forward line? They've got Air Norton. They got Jamara. They got Rory Lobb at 207 or 8 centimetres. And Darcy's boy at 208 centimetres.
Jeez.
Mate, that's a big, big forward line. It's been stretch the back line of Hawthorn.
Catch it.
Good luck there.
You hit the deck. Yeah. Trampoline out pretty quick.
You need a couple of little smalls there somewhere.
I thought, yes.
Interesting to see what they do with Sam Darcy this year.
Mm-hmm.
Does he play forward, back, or he'll be a good swing man? Might put him in the super coach. Mm-hmm. And Nick Nat is likely to miss for the West Coast Eagles, Jim. Ooh, wow.
Make it a better afternoon for the gold man.
Exactly. 295 games, five to go. Gather round, he plays his 300th game.
Nick Nat or Goldie?
Goldie.
Goldie, yes.
Goldie.
No, been a star.
Paddy Ryder, speaking of Ruckman, is back at the Bombers. That is fantastic to have him back there. What 170 games he played there, and one of the legends of the Bombers. So good news there for the Bombers. We might ask Dyson about that.
We should.
Dyson Heppel.
If we're on our game, we should.
If we're on our game.
Yes.
Cricket, the fourth test, Jimmy boy. Pat Cummins isn't going over. We said that yesterday.
Yep.
So that means Steve Smith will captain again. Might have heard that from me. But they're expecting a record crowd at the stadium, Jim, which holds 132,000.
Mm.
So the record at the minute for Test cricket is 91,000.
Yep.
That was the Ashes at the MCG. So they'll get more than that,
right.
Reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're all right then. Okay.
I would hope.
Some shenanigans going on with the pitch.
Right.
Jim.
Yes.
Because apparently the curator is preparing two wickets.
Oh.
One's a bit green and one's a dust bowl.
Right.
And they haven't told the Aussies which one they're playing on yet. So what is it, 2 days out?
Why do they keep doing this?
Oh,
they did it at the last joint. It blew up in their face. Just prepare a decent pitch and let the best team win.
So you can't. I know the people in the cars can't see this picture, Jim.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
They can't understand what you're saying.
Green one here, dust bowl over there.
Right.
Oh, they're little shenanigans.
He's held up an A4 piece of paper on radio.
With a tiny little photo.
I'm showing Jim.
Okay.
And you.
What else is going on in the
race? Well, one more. The golf. Chris Smith. Chris Smith.
Career worst.
Cam Smith, Jim.
It's career worst. It's
Cam Smith.
Chris Smith from Myer.
What the hell are you on about?
Yeah. Well, I was speaking to him at Myer the other day. He was doing a fashion parade.
What is
and he was telling him about his cousin, Cam Smith, who has been banned from playing at the Players' Championship, Jim, because he's moved over to live. Exactly.
But he's, of course, won.
He won it last year. But he lives not far from the course.
Mm.
So he was asked whether he might just attend this year, walk around and go for a walk around the course.
I don't know. I'll definitely be watching on TV. I think it's a great event to watch. I grew up my whole childhood watching the event. And, I'd love to get out there. I don't know how it would be kind of received, but even getting out there and watching, walking around in the crowd might be pretty funny.
You should do that. Maybe even do a little heckling.
I don't know if I could do heckling.
Yeah, that's good.
You know who's kicked off?
Who?
Cam Smith, because they used to go and practice there.
Did he?
And as soon as he joined Liv, they banned him.
Out.
Yeah, because they got all the names of the winners as you drive
in. So is his name still there?
I hope so. But he couldn't go on train there.
How's he going? He's dropped off a little bit,
hasn't
he?
Well, they've only played one event. Now, Bill.
Now, 133353, ring if your name is Cam Smith.
Oh, I'm not doing that again.
What about the Demon? You haven't brought him up. He won the Mexican Open.
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with talking about the Demon?
I was just about to go to it, but Ramsey
said... Tommy Paul?
I know, good. Good
well,
effort
well,
the final.
That's an ATP Tour event.
I know, very good by the Demon.
Brush over the
that's
Demon.
That's his best win ever.
Of course it is.
Well done, Demonor.
Oh,
exactly.
I was giving him nothing.
Nothing. I was about to go to it. And Kane Corns is playing as the latest member of the Carlton draft.
Jack Siebel.
No,
is he anywhere near a Siebs, by the way? Where is he?
He's on the phone. He's on the phone.
Not coming in.
Come on, Siebs.
It's very busy. Round one is only 9 sleeps away.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
In the middle of a break, so Bill will just go, oh, have a look at that.
North Melbourne versus West Coast next Saturday, the 18th of March. Pack Marvel Stadium out with blue and white for round one and watch this man play game 2-5-9. It's Jack Siebel.
Jack Siebel steps up to the forward 50 line for his footy club. Drop punt goes and goes long. It's good.
Siebel hits it well. Beautiful finish. That's given the Roo fans something to get excited about.
That man is Siebel. Kicks off the ground. Siebel's got it. The Kangaroos.
So where is he?
No, he's not here. He's on the phone, Jim.
Bill,
no,
normally people come in and talk to us live in the studio.
Well, our friends normally do. And guess what, Jim? He's on speaker.
Zeebs.
Because his phone's broken.
Where are you?
Hello, lads. I'm at home at the moment. Times have changed, JB. I've got a little one now, so I'm daddy daycaring at the moment. So I can't make it in. Otherwise, you'd our little one would be tearing up the studio with you guys and probably annoying everyone in there.
You've got ahead of yourself.
No, yeah.
There used to be a time when you would come in here and talk footy with us.
Yes.
No, I wish I was there, but the next best thing is on the speakerphone in the back.
And why are we on speakerphone, please?
I'm not sure, mate. I need to pay my bill, I think, and update my phone because the only way I can talk to people on the phone at the moment is via speakerphone. My the headpiece is not working.
What is going on?
What's going on with you?
There's a Pippa, isn't it?
It is Pippa, the little one, yeah. So she's just watching Sing 2 currently, having a great time in the lounge room.
I was wondering what you'd done with her. How are you going? How's pre-season been at the Kangaroos? We all know the Clarko story, of course. Has he got the guitar out or has he been telling jokes?
It's been great. It's been a pretty quick summer, to be fair. We've had a bit to go through with Clarko coming on board, unravelling his game plan and getting as many reps and as much practice out as possible before the lead into round one. And he's been awesome, to be fair. He hasn't got the guitar out yet, Bill. You'd be disappointed to hear that, but I'm sure he'll keep that one up his sleeve for a time that's needed. But he's brought a really good balance of obviously some serious stuff that we need to get done, but also some jovial energy as well, which is really important with the group we've got at the moment.
Yeah, Zeebs, how many years have you been at the joint, please?
I think this is 15, JB.
All right, so that means you've had 14 round ones, and I'm taking a wild stab at the fact that you might have won one of them. The single worst round one club in the comp, North Melbourne. Is there any chance we can rectify that Saturday week?
Against West Coast?
Yeah, we're doing our best, JV. It's not something we're proud of. We've had a few stinkers to start the year over the journey, but we're looking to rectify that this year, and we're looking to get as many North supporters down to Marvel against West Coast next Saturday. I think it's at 1 o'clock, the game. It's going to be pretty exciting to kick off that campaign.
Triple M footy, covering that one. We can't wait for it. No, it'll be a test. And my mail is that Clarko, quite rightly, has had a heavy focus on defending the ground and getting things sorted behind the footy. Am I right?
He has, yes. He spent quite a bit of time reshuffling our defence, brought a new system in. So it's been really exciting to learn that as an older player. And our young guys have taken to that really, really well as well. So I'd be looking for big improvements from our team in terms of goals conceded against, and that's what we're looking to improve as well. So there's probably plenty of work to be done now off the back of last year. We're conceding probably a few too many, JB, and I think Clarko's brought a new system that he's been familiar with. He's tweaked a little bit in his time off as well, and it's something that's been working really well in the preseason, which has been good.
And Griffin Logue will have a lot to do with that, I would have thought. He's a very good pickup, it looks.
He is. He's a very versatile player. I think he's going to play down back for us quite a bit. He's going to be a pretty strong unit down there for us. And he's a roll by trade. So he's pretty aerobic. He's got a big aerobic base and he's pretty athletic and he can take a mark. I think he took 4 or 5 minutes at Mark's on the weekend.
He's a rower.
He was a private school rower over there in Perth, JB. You might know his school. I'm not sure of the exact school. One of the
Scott's
big ones.
College, if it was decent. But let me say this to you, Zeebs.
Guildford.
Huge raps coming out of the Kangaroos Arden Street precinct about the man Bill calls Harry Schneezel. But it's actually Schneezel.
Schneezel.
I'm hearing great things about this young recruit.
Yeah, Schneezel's a classy young player. I think he was picked 3 last year's draft. From Ajax, so he's got a fair pedigree behind him. He's got a fair bit of following as well, which is great to see. And he's been unreal to start his little campaign at the club. His preseason's been fantastic. And he's played 2 practice matches now against other clubs, against the Tigers, and he might have kicked 1 or 2 on the weekend. But he's a classy user. He doesn't waste the footage. JB is something you love when you'll be calling him this year.
What about the other boy, George Warlaw?
Yeah, Warlord.
That's it. Get it right.
Wardlaw. Georgie Boy is a powerful unit. So the club's just going to take a bit of time with him to build his strength up. But we'll hopefully see him at senior level at some point this year and get some strength and some continuity in his footy. He had a few hammy issues last year. He's gone to work this year in the preseason about just building his strength work up because the way he plays, he's like a little of Patrick Dangerfield with his explosiveness around the contest, and his ability to put pressure on and win the contested ball. So Bruce fans will be excited to see him throughout this season as well. It'll be pretty exciting.
What about Curtis Taylor? done very well off the field. Then I see him with Harry Styles the other day. What's Curtis up to, Zeeps?
He followed up his Harry Styles appearance with an Ed Sheeran picture as well.
Oh, no.
The week after. So he had the two biggest concerts in Australia's history, and he's just gone and done the personal meet and greets before and after. So he's enjoying himself at the minute, Curdy boy, but he's going well, actually. He had a bit of a calf injury at the start of preseason, but he's been back playing now, and hopefully we can get him up and get him firing this year like he was last year because he had a great year.
He's getting good access.
Bloody oaf he is.
Harry Styles.
He's a good networker, JB. He goes well.
LDU, my favourite. You were for a long time, but you're getting to the back end, so I've moved you on. This is a quality. He could well end up in the top four or five players in the comp, Luke Davies-Uniacke, in my opinion, Zeebs.
Absolutely. I think he was runner-up in a BNF last year. Was probably stiff not to take it out with the year he had individually. And I think this preseason he's just gone to another level with his body composition, his strength. He's a strong unit. He's got a great sidestep. He's got a lot of time in traffic, and I think you said it very well with the echelon of players that will hopefully regard him in after this season, and the footy world will regard him a little bit higher than probably what they do now, because he deserves that credit because he's going to be a star.
Now, how's your old man going, Gaz? We're wandering down for round one?
Yeah, Gaz will be down for round one. He's going to make every post a winner over this season, I think. And he loves a froppy before and after the game. So
and during.
Before, and during, yeah. During and after. Yep. Oh, we like that, Jim. Good country boy.
Yeah, he's a good man. Very good man, Gaz.
Do you love tomato sauce?
You always go after. I'm trying to figure out who your snitch is at the club where you get all the information off.
They said
I enjoy tomato sauce.
He really.
I've been weaning myself off it lately, though.
He really, really loves tomato sauce.
The best thing you got.
That's all I got, Zeeps.
Got your own separate stash of sunscreen, by the way. Are the boys trying to steal it off you?
Yeah, we've got a new recruit, actually, Blakey Drury, who's competing with me for the paces at the club at the moment. So it's a pretty tightly fought contest.
And how's being a dad, mate? Are you loving it? Of course, wife Shan, and you got a little Pipper, as Bill said.
Yep.
Is that a great addition to your life?
Oh, the best, mate. As you guys well know, with kids, it changes your philosophies a little bit around life and your priorities. Have a bit of a reshuffle, but it's been so much fun. She's two in June, so it's been a whirlwind. And we're having the best time ever sharing our world with her.
I really like that bit, Bill.
What's that?
As they got older,
No, the early days was good. Yeah, right. Then they get older.
Drift into their 20s and still ringing his Eve saying, by the way, Dad, I got my car rego coming up. Can you fork it out?
You got to pay the rego, do you? how's Josh Goater going? The goat.
The goat? Yeah, he's going well. He's had a great preseason, actually.
Good.
I'd like to see him feature pretty heavily in the seniors, I think, early in the year. He's been going really well, so it's exciting for North fans to watch him come along as well.
All right, so how do people become a member of this mighty football club, please? Rabbits Bartholomew?
To the North Melbourne Football Club website and just click on membership. It's super easy. Make sure you pack out Marvel Stadium for round one as well with blue and white as the Roos take on West Coast.
All right, Zeebs.
Come on, Zeebs. Big
game,
year.
Round one. Fire them up, please.
That's the plan. Thanks for having me, fellas.
On your Zeebs.
Jack Zeeble from the North Melbourne Footy Club on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh!
Good friend of the show, Dyson Heppel, is going to join us after five, of course. The Essendon Bombers with a huge game against Hawthorn to kick off their season.
Winnable.
Last night, Bill, I told you I mowed the lawn yesterday.
You did. Yes. You're happy with yourself.
I was happy.
Except your whippersnipper didn't
Whippersnipper's got no bloody cord on. And my bloody clothesline's buggered.
Why?
And I am the clothes master at our house.
Are you?
Lisa does a magnificent job of everything else, but I do the washing.
How do you peg them?
Oh, Bill, you've got to get the big fat ones.
Yeah.
And they are only from exclusive Coles.
Oh.
Because your standard pegs don't work properly.
I ran out of pegs.
But, Bill, my bloody cord snapped.
Oh.
So I'm down to three. I've had to go a mitre 10 round the corner.
Yes.
And get myself some new cord.
Oh.
So I got that to do tomorrow.
You got doing hills. Every bloody thing at the
hills hoist. No, not the hillside. I haven't got enough room for one of them. I'd love to have enough room for them. They're beautiful.
Swing around.
Anyway, so I've got stuff to do at home. But anyway, I get home last night.
Busy, Jim.
Having mowed the lawn, I saw there's a brown patch. Just to the left, if you look out the window, she's a bit brown.
Ooh.
So I thought I need to run a sprinkler over that for about 40 minutes, Bill. Just to give it a bit
curator.
Of a livener.
Yes. I'm going to send you over to India. What happened?
Left it on all night.
The sprinkler.
Forgot about it.
The sprinkler.
Bill.
How?
I forgot I had put the sprinkler on.
Don't you look out at some stage there? You
Well, it got dark on me, obviously.
Oh, and so, Bill, all night.
12 hours of a sprinkler on.
Oh, tick, tick, tick.
She'd be watered. Money.
Yeah. So, no more brown.
133353. Ring us now when you've had to say to yourself,
you're a f***ing idiot.
Oh, Bill, I had to look myself in the mirror and brand myself an idiot.
What did he just say?
You're a f***ing idiot. Him.
Oh, we had to get rid of that in the middle.
No, that is stupid.
It is stupid. Stupid. Right, there's no way of defending myself.
No, that's right.
You?
Well, it happened the other night, Thursday night, where I was just backing out where I live, Jim, in the beautiful Mazda there, BT50. And you wouldn't believe it. I heard some commotion. I just kept going, and then I hear bang.
You backed into someone.
Mm.
Well, how'd you do that?
Well, I honestly didn't see him.
Yeah, you got a camera.
I know. For some reason, I wasn't looking at that camera. I was looking behind, and it was a sports car, and it was so low, I didn't see the sports car.
And you hit the car.
Guess what it was, Jim?
What?
Aston Martin.
An Aston Martin.
Aston Martin, Jim. So I've said to myself,
he's run into an Aston Martin.
Aston Martin. And I said to myself, Bill, you're a dick.
A dick.
You're a
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah,
no, what I said. So what are we giving away, rabbits?
What about this? $150 Mambo voucher.
Oh, how
Mambo?
Good.
They're back, I'm telling you. Mambo Surf Deluxe is the nostalgic throwback you've been waiting for. Fighting Dogs, remember them? Limited edition Reg Mombasa, loud shirts, plus new artworks and designs available only at Mambo Surf Deluxe. That's deluxe with an e.com.au. $150.
Oh, yeah. HG Nelson used to run it around. No, the brilliant brand. All right, 133353. When have you said to yourself, I am an idiot?
You're a f***ing idiot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I might do a segment reading the paper.
JB, we're asking yourself about mistakes you've made.
Well, when have you had to brand yourself an idiot? We might just flick a few of these around a little here. Go, well, let's go with Mick first here, Rabbits Bartholomew from Black Rock. Hello, Mick.
How you going? How you doing, boys?
When have you had to say to yourself, I am an idiot?
I started my car up one night just to charge up the battery so my fridge wouldn't turn off. And I went to bed.
Oh, no.
And I got up in the morning to go to work, and the car was still running.
Oh! You're a f***ing idiot.
All night. Yeah, all night.
Too funny.
The car ran. You didn't hear it?
No. It was outside. It was just ticking along, and, I was just, like, I turned it on for about an hour just to charge up the battery. So, like I say, I keep my beers in the fridge in the back of my car. And I forgot about it. And, 6 o'clock in the morning, I walk out going, oh, shit.
Funny, Mick. Yeah. Stay there. Yeah. I like that. Mark in Listerfield, Bill.
Hello, Marco.
Hey, boys. How are you?
What have you done?
Well, a couple of times I've left the hose in the pool a bit long and realised it. But one time I'd just been in the garden. I'd mulched all the garden bed. I lived in Tacoma up in the hills and near a creek. Anyway, I left the put the hose on and I did what Champion did before with the car, but left it on all night. So not only did it flow out of the pool, it ran across the lawn, washed $150 worth of mulch into the creek. And because it was chlorine, it killed half the bloody plants. So and I won't I'll tell you what my wife said was what you're going to say, JB.
Yeah,
she came me.
There are sometimes, Marco, where you just can't argue.
No.
You've just got to cop that.
Put your hand up.
You do.
But I've done that, the hose in the pool, but you wake up for some reason about 3 a.m. and you jump out of bed, fly down there.
Rach, I think we'll go to in Reservoir. Hello, Rach.
How you going, boys?
Hey, Rach.
What happened?
I was towing a vehicle that I didn't have anyone in. I had it out in the paddock, and then I thought, oh, shit, it's run out of fuel. I better get it back to the house because it wasn't my car, and the cows were rubbing up against it. So I tied the rope to it and then decided to, I'm looking and thinking, oh, son, open up the gate. As they're coming through the gate, I'm thinking, I'm nearly there. And then all of a sudden I heard this God almighty crash.
Oh.
I towed the car straight into the fence post.
Oh, Rach. What were you driving?
I was driving a Telstar TX5. That was my car.
Yeah, and you.
And the car that I drove into the fence was an XF Ford.
Ooh.
That was my partner's car, and I totaled it.
That would have gone down well, Rach?
Yeah.
Well, let me say, my partner said exactly what you guys were saying.
You're a f***ing idiot.
Which you got to say I was.
Correct.
The cows were rubbing up against the car.
Against the chariot. Chris Phillip Island. Hello, Chris.
There you go, mate. Yeah.
Hey, what Chrissy. Happened?
Oh, well, you're talking about leaving a tap on, yeah, the 2,000 litre water tank, and put it on, 3 gross lizzy tomato plants, and it'll need a good water. And next morning, forgot about it, and the tank was empty.
Emptied your tank.
That were the best tomatoes I've ever had.
2,000 litres.
Oh, no.
2,000 litre tank drained overnight,
Chris.
Yep.
And what did you. Actually, I'm not going to ask you because you'll say it on air.
Yeah. What? What did I say?
We'll leave you there, Chris. If you stay with us, I like Benny's in Churchill. Hello, Ben.
How you going there, Jing? Rabs? Bill?
Hello, Ben. How are you, Benny?
Yeah, not bad, Bill. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. What did you do?
Hooked up the trailer up without putting the hitch bit down, and then decided to go down the driveway, which is on a bit of a slope, and it decided to jump off and slam a hole in my bumper bar.
Oh, no. What kind of car?
Yeah. VTSS.
VTSS. The Commodore.
Greg Chappell tells an amazing story against himself. He used to be a rep for Coke, so he used to have to drive the car around with the Coke trailer on behind, and they'd stop at things and hand out. This is back
icy cold cans of Coke.
And he was coming up Anzac Highway to Adelaide, obviously, when he was living back there.
Yeah.
And there's a big sweeping turn into North Road.
Yep.
And he said as he made the big sweeping turn, the Coke caravan was overtaking his car. He hadn't actually put it on the tow ball.
Oh, no.
So it just was went... just the chains.
You're a idiot.
That's what I'm saying to you, GC. Michelle.
Not that story when he got 100. No, Strathfield say.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Good, Shell.
The mighty cats there at Strathfield, say, aren't they, Shell?
They are, yes. Yes.
What did you do?
I, instead of opening one of those child gates through to a room, you know how you put those child gates in?
Yep.
Instead of opening it up and walking through, I tried to jump over it.
And?
Fell on my face.
Oh, no. It's like a tennis court, a net.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Yep.
Yeah. And how much damage did you do?
Just my pride, but I yelled out for my daughter.
Oh.
I thought, oh no, I've broken everything now.
Oh, no. That's embarrassing.
That would be.
That is embarrassing.
It is very, very embarrassing, yes.
Oh, I like it. Shell, stay there. All right,
that's a good one. What about Brad? Fell asleep in the chair and blocked the train chair in the bathroom.
Come on, don't fall asleep in the shower.
I would add a couple, I reckon, Bradley.
All right, so we need to allocate these amazing prizes.
Jeez, Jim.
I like Mick.
Well, you go with Mick.
I'm going with Mick.
Go with Mick. Where's Mick?
He left the car running all night. Trying to keep his fridge going. Mick.
Yeah, the beer was cold, though.
Oh. I want to be.
You got yourself a $150 Mambo voucher, Mick. Get yourself some new threads, mate.
Beautiful.
Well done. You like that?
Rachel,
who else do you like?
Who towed the partner's car into a post.
Forward into the post.
Yeah, come on,
what do we got for Rachel?
A slab of beautiful Carlton draft made from beer and a schooner glass with the Rush Hour branding all over it.
There you go.
Awesome.
Well done, Rach. Actually, I need one of them.
What?
A slab of Carlton draft and some of our glasses. When am I getting mine?
In the mail.
We've got one more prize if you want to be very generous.
Well, where are we going then, Fat? Who would you like?
Well, was it who had the 2,000 litres he drained?
Yeah, Chris and Phillip Island. Tomato plants.
Chris, we're going to send you and a mate to see the brand new John Wick Chapter 4 starring Keanu Reeves in cinemas Feb 23.
Appreciate it, mate. Great.
Well done, Chrissy boy.
John Wick.
Geez, topic's racial.
Not bad.
I am absolutely flying.
Two from two.
Airborne.
I'll give you that. Well done.
All right, what do we got coming up?
Bill's going to select his ruckman for his super coach team he's been putting together. Plus, Dyson Hipple's not too far away.
Right.
Bill?
Yep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need to distance my brand from your brand.
Your brand.
Seriously.
Only 9 sleeps until the AFL season kicks off, which means you got to get your super coach team in.
Win $5,000 with Triple M's Rush Hour and KFC Supercoach. Keep track of Billy's KFC Supercoach AFL All-Star team to win. This year's footy season just got real with KFC Supercoach, Australia's best fantasy footy game. There's a whopping 50K up for grabs plus weekly prizes. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
That's right. The 50K up for grabs to win Supercoach isn't enough, plus all the weekly prizes and free to play. We have teamed up with KFC Supercoach AFL at the Rush Hour. for you to win $5,000.
Spot on, Rabsy.
All you got to do is listen to Bill's team and we'll ask you a question sometime this week and you've got to answer correctly.
Wow.
And you can win $5,000. You've already named your defenders, your premiums,
yep,
and your midfielders.
Premiums.
Let's go to Ruckman today. Bill, who do you like?
Only two Ruckman, which I think is about right, and these are premium, high price ones. We're going with Mark Blixarves.
Let me guess, because he's a cat.
Well, he's a good bloke, but also he's a ruckman, but he plays fullback, can go forward, kick goals, marks, runs, plays on. Mm-hmm. So Blix goes straight into my side, the Supercoach side.
I think you can pick him as a midfielder as well in Supercoach.
Righto, so there you go, Raps. And Rowan Marshall.
Oh,
I had a look at him Friday night. He was very good, actually, out there at Moorabbin. And also, he dropped the magic word on the Sunday footy show when I was on once, which I loved. He still gets embarrassed about that. But he'll have a good year, a big Rosa. So them are two ruckmen there.
And not like he's pretty safe in the ruck position at the Saints, too, you think?
Well, he is. Exactly right. So he'll play a lot of footy. And he'll take a lot of marks, and away we go. So it's a nice team.
You still got to name your captain and your forwards as well. You can win $5,000 with Triple M's Rush Hour and Australia's best fantasy footy game, KFC Supercoach AFL. Play now at supercoach.com.au. Just keep your ear out for Bill's team. I'm going to ask you a question. And when you hear that question and know the answer, you just got to give us a call. It's that easy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Do you know someone dopier than Jim?
On the way home from Port Ferry on the weekend.
Yes, Jim.
I'm listening and I'm late to the table. Rosie Walton told us about these last year.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible podcast done by three actors from the States. The thing's called Smartless. And the three are Jason Bateman, who everyone knows, Ozark, etc. Yep.
Great actor.
Will Arnett from Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Hayes, who I wasn't so aware of. Mm-hmm. He was in Will and Grace.
Right.
But I now know a bit more about who he is. Anyway, they've interviewed hundreds of the biggest stars in Hollywood, including Joe Biden, Bono. Anyway, so when you've got a long drive like that, so over 3 hours, your podcast is a beautiful thing because it chews up, each one of them chews up best part of an hour. Anyway, so I'm putting them on.
This is on Listener, yeah?
Don't actually know how you access
it.
Yes, it is. I'm just getting the thumbs up, so Listener will get you Smartless. Anyway. So I'm listening to Kevin Bacon, who I love.
I love Kevin Bacon.
Awesome. And it's an awesome addition to Smartless.
I love Bacon.
So he does too. Remember, before your time, Rex, he had a pig called Bacon.
Oh, did you?
He had to look after a pig called Bacon for
what
a while. It didn't end well.
I gave it away to a pig farm.
Yeah, he did. So I'm listening. Kev's brilliant. And I'm engrossed.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, so, and it's a good way to drive too. It calms you down a little bit.
Oh.
But anyway, Bill, it calmed me down nearly enough for me to run over a koala.
Oh, no, Jim.
I didn't, but I nearly did. I thought it was a rat. You know, you see lots of rats in the bush.
Well, koalas are a bit slower than a rat.
Well, and bigger too. But I look at it and I thought, that's just a bloody hare or a rat
or
something.
Was it on the road?
On the road.
Oh.
Coming across.
Well, he almost ran it over. Where else would it be?
Well, Jim, I thought he'd gone to sleep.
I'm not cross country. I'm driving on the road.
Shortcut you found out.
I'm driving on the road, heading towards Newark, as they call it down there. Anyway, Bill, I didn't obviously run over it. I stopped well and truly in time. But, Bill, how many times do you see a live
koala
in the wild koala?
Never.
It's bloody rare. It was a rare sighting.
I don't think nearly as rare as...
No.
They're not rare. They're very far from rare.
Well, I'm saying to that man, that was the Sandringham Widemouth.
That's right.
Bill, I'm saying to you that the koala is a rare sighting.
A live koala.
Live in the wild.
I went up to Port Douglas or somewhere. And they grab them out of the tree and you take a photo of them. I don't know if they're alive, but you just get the cost you 25 bucks. No, they are.
You'd know if they're alive.
Well, they don't move a lot.
No, well, that's the thing with this one.
They
wouldn't go on that bloody quick.
No, exactly.
Anyway, so there's a somewhere near Framlingham and around there, there's a lucky koala.
You said there was a lot of caravans on the road.
Oh, there are too many.
Speaking of podcasts, I got one for you coming up on Listener.
Yes. Hurry up because we've now
Ben
late.
And Harry.
Oh, yes. The Mackay Brothers.
The Mackay Brothers, yes.
That drops tomorrow.
That's Listener as well.
How do you spell Listener, Bill?
Listener.
That's it. You get out all of our podcasts plus Smartless.
Ben and Harry. They put a lot of work into the working title.
Right. Yes, you better get this next bit right.
And the AFL Daily podcast on there as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tick virtually no boxes.
Thanks, I'll untick them.
All right, so 5 at 5:05 coming up with Fat. momentarily. And then I'm not sure about this next segment. Although, if you try and go down the path I think you're heading down, I would be careful.
I will be careful.
Because there's a couple of responses heading your way. Oh, Jim, that'll blow your crap out of the water.
Tit for tat.
Okay. No, it'll be big tit for tat. That's what it'll be. Like those big udders on the dairy cows. That's the size. And then Dyson Heppel.
Yes, the Hepster.
Yeah, looking forward to chatting to him.
He just got engaged. Hey, South Australia are playing WA tomorrow in the one-day final, Jim.
Cup final, they are.
And South Australia have won three titles, one-day titles, in something like 50 years.
Yeah, not been a strength.
No, not at all. And you were there for a long time.
Well, I played in one where we lost here, actually. I reckon that would have been about 93 at the MCG. We lost that game, sadly.
The last one you won, you actually didn't win. It was a tie because you had
one on countback.
One on countback.
Went, what year was that?
2012.
Yeah. Callum Ferguson era.
But it was actually a tie.
WA won all three last year and are on track to do the same.
Exactly.
So it's actually amazing.
Their team is ridiculous.
Adam Voges does a very good job as a coach too.
No Jai Richardson. That's a shame. He's done his hammy, so that means he's out of the one days over in India.
Johnson started to take wickets. Quick.
Big Spence.
Yeah.
Shield games. He will play for Australia shortly, that bloke.
Righto.
Fast. And big. I understand can get the red ball tailing back in. So
okay. Well, speaking of cricket, Jim, fourth test on Thursday over there in India. The first two tests, poor.
Well, the second test actually was better until we completely
collapsed.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the most disgraceful bloody 45 minutes of batting an Australian team's ever put together. But prior to that, actually got themselves into a very good position in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So just buggered that one session up.
I did.
But this first test was an abomination, I agree. But then this one, all over him like a cheap suit.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And bowled well.
So I think Mark Taylor said the other day, might have been on Triple M or somewhere anyway, that he didn't think the divide between the two sides was as big as others.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's been a couple of big moments where Australia hasn't handled it well. But this pitch interests me. As you said before, they've prepared two.
Yep.
So I would love to see them prepare a really good pitch and go, right, India have retained the trophy, but let's see if Australia can go 2-2 or whether India are a better side and can win a proper game of Test cricket.
I'd love to see that also because they've got some good batters.
Bloody oath they have.
As we know. Did you ever play in India?
Yes.
And?
Very hard.
With the heat? And
well, the heat, yeah. But also they've got these bowlers that bowl the side spin.
Yeah.
So some of them grip and turn and some of them just keep going straight on. Mm. So you're actually guessing as to what ball you're about to receive.
Right.
So very tough, and especially if the game gets into day 3-4, it's very tough.
Right.
So we've got to keep that in mind, but I thought we played much better in this last game with the bat.
Yeah.
Put the sweep shot away.
Well, and Travis Head, why, you know him.
Yep.
Why would he have been dropped?
I don't know.
The first test.
I sent him a text. I said, Heady, you're the first player ever to be dropped from Australia for making too many runs.
Yes,
it was just ridiculous. So he's proven him wrong. I love him as a unit. He's got a huge role to play in England. He won't open in England, but he'll I don't know. It was one of the weirder bits of selecting I've seen in modern times. But this game, fascinating.
Bloody oath. We'll look forward to it Thursday, of course, about 3 o'clock. Two very good news stories, positive footy stories.
Yes.
That are going to happen in round one.
Right.
Ben King will play for the Suns after missing last year.
Love it.
Kicked 47 goals the year before that. Looking forward to that. Darcy Fogarty going, he had a good back half of the year last year. Flying, they tell me, over there at the Crows.
Good.
Isaac Rankin. So the Crows are going along okay. They're
Luke Jackson as well. I'm looking forward to seeing the Fremantle Dockers.
Haven't heard much about Luke Jackson.
It'll be interesting. All right. So next, what have we got? Some craft.
Craft.
Right. Here we go.
We do.
Craft.
Going to revisit Matt Rao, or as you like to call him.
Matt Rao.
He was on the show yesterday. Something extraordinary happened.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Yeah.
Normally we're inviting people to stick around.
Yeah.
My suggestion is that you don't.
The AFL season's just 9 days away, and Dyson Heppel from the Essendon Footy Club joins us very soon on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill and Triple M, and yesterday we had another footy guest.
We did indeed. We had Matt Rao, and he was on, Jim, and something strange happened. It's never happened on the Rush Hour before.
Yeah.
You, Jim, on your first day back, asked a long, boring question to Matt, and he actually shut us down. He shut us down. Have a listen.
Tell us what life's like for you away from the footy club. What are you doing? We all see it as a holiday destination. The sun shines all the time. The beaches are great and everything. But when you're living there permanently, how are you finding it? What do you do?
Hey, boys. Sorry, could you, we've got our review in about 30 seconds. I'm actually just going to have to...
Take the phone in there and hand it around.
He's not happy.
We'll hear from Stewie Jew.
That's a shit question you asked him. I knew it was a terrible question.
I'm actually sorry. I'm going to have to quickly jump off and get in there.
Right, no rail up.
So now that I listen back, that's actually a fine question.
No.
And it wasn't long.
Went on and on.
It wasn't long.
And then he blamed the old review.
Yeah, he said, I've got to go to a review. But at least it was a question that was finished.
Yes.
Mm.
Unlike earlier in this show when Bill asked this of Jack Zeeble.
And Griffin Logue will have a lot to do with that, I would have thought. He's a very good pickup, it looks like. What was wrong with that?
No.
What?
I'm going to turn your mic off so you can't add live.
Turn him off and do it again. Here we go.
And Griffin Logue will have a lot to do with that, I would have thought. He's a very good pickup, it looks like.
He just stopped, didn't he?
I ran out of breath.
Looks and then just stopped.
Ran out of breath.
And Zeeves is on the speakerphone at home going, is that a question? Has he even finished
good
it?
Good question.
What is it?
Griffin Rogue.
Oh. No, he can't be broadcasting this badly in March. Now, there is. Have we got a break coming up here?
You should have seen me in Feb.
Griffin Rogue.
Griffin Rogue.
Rogie, they call him.
He's going to be a good pickup, looks.
He looks like. At least I did get shut down. Oh, I've got to go to a review. Oh, wow.
Excuse me.
Matty Rowell, never talk to
you. You've got
again.
History.
Oh, history. Yeah.
Remember when somehow you filled in on breakfast?
Rabs.
Oh, no. And you spoke
history.
To
yes.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Hey, mate, what gets in your head? What gets stuck in your head? What music, what song when you're walking around? Because I've just heard this morning, am I going to see your face?
Again.
Is that what it is?
Are you going to go?
Are you going to go my way? So I was wondering what gets stuck in your head, Lenny?
Yep. I'm so sorry, guys. It looks like it's just falling off the line.
So you blew off Lenny Kravitz.
When was that, Raps?
2019, I think.
Was I doing breakfast?
Yeah.
All Raoul had to do was go into a review meeting. You got rid of Lenny. One of the biggest rock stars the world's ever seen. You bored him senseless with a question, and he just went.
About an Angels song.
Yeah. That he would never have heard of.
I had it stuck in my head.
Right.
You know, don't you have songs stuck
so
in your head?
So this has backfired on you. You thought you had a little crispy, and now
you
we've
know
exposed you as the worst question asker.
Asker.
Station.
History never repeats, so I can't believe that.
Dyson Heppel, not too far away. Bill's got some good questions.
He's looking
like
forward to coming
this
in.
One.
And Griffin Logue will have a lot to do with that, I would have thought. He's a very good pickup, it looks like.
Dyson Heppel joining us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And of course, there's not a lot of remuneration.
We're just 9 days away until the season kicks off. And right now we're joined by Essendon champ Dyson Heppel.
Okay for Heppel. Heppel's got a bending the right way. Good goal.
Can't take it. Here's Dyson Heppel. Left foot out of the pack. Dyson Heppel. That's a ripper.
40 out from goal. Hand pass Heppel. Can go across the body. He fires and puts it through.
Freed up. Not the leader anymore.
Yep.
So he's just wandering around looking after his own setup. And engaged now, man.
About time.
Oh, I know. The beautiful Kate Turner. 13 long years she's had to wait, Dice.
Yeah.
For you to finally get down on one knee.
Very true, boys. I fired up. We had a great little summer back in Inverloch, and we got engaged, so bloody good time.
How'd you do it?
Yes, how?
How'd we do it? We, a little sunrise number, got up and...
too early.
We snuck down to the beach, had the beach to ourselves, had my brother and his partner Phoebe come along too, so nice to share the moment with them. It was pretty special.
Now, Kate, she's... We, back in the footy show days when you were just a pup, used to come in and Kate would be in there.
Yep.
Kate was about 14 at that stage.
Oh, thank you for
she was.
She is a magnificent girl, but she's had to wait a long time, so she would have got a bit emotional, I reckon.
Ah, look, yeah. No, we've always been pretty unfazed by the whole concept of, you know, getting engaged, getting married, but I thought we'd, it's about time. She's very excited, got her, by surprise, so was very excited. It was unreal.
She say yes?
She said yes, man. She did.
Hey. The captaincy, what happens there, mate? Do you get to a stage where you go, look, I might handball it on? Do you talk to the players? Do you talk to the coach? What do you do?
Yeah, I think, look, over the probably the course of last year and reflection in the off-season, and also looking at the development of the other players in the group, in their leadership, I think I got to a point where I was really content in my decision to hand over the reins and, Scotty was has been an enormous supporter of me since coming in and gave me, a lot of empowerment to make that decision. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy to hand over the reins to Zachy Merritt, who's just grown enormously as a leader and has tremendous respect from the playing group, the broader Essendon Footy Club and footy community. And I know he's going to do an unbelievable job for the club.
Mm. So within yourself, though, there must be, and relief is the wrong word, but you must think, you know what, I can now concentrate on my own game, my own body, my own health, my own life, and let all the peripheral that comes with being the captain of a footy club, and there's a lot of it, land on someone else.
Yeah, there's certainly an element of that. And it's, you know, I didn't realise, but once making that decision, I did actually feel a lot freer sort of in the initial week afterwards. And, you soon find out that you do suppress a lot of unconscious energy with the role. And, it has been nice and just a hell of a lot of love from people right across the board, you know, old people, players from the Essendon Footy Club have reached out, and fans across the league has been really, really nice. A lot of love.
Well, one of the good blokes, of course, 213 games, but all Australian, best and fairest, rising. You've done it all. So, and you've still stayed the same country bloke from Leongatha.
On you, Bill. Thanks, mate.
Now, big year for the Bombers. Big year. New president, new CEO, new coach, new captain. It's all going beautifully. How are we going? I watched Friday night. Wasn't the greatest game, to be honest. It was shitty conditions.
It's all going beautifully. Yeah. How are we going?
Yeah. Well, they're all news.
No, fair to say Friday's hit out. Yeah. I would not like to think is a true reflection on where we're at.
Yes.
I've thoroughly enjoyed the preseason. You know, we've had most of the boys fit and healthy on the park, and you know, it's I feel we've built a really strong environment. Guys are enjoying rocking up to get better. We're trying to build a brand that's going to be sustainable for a long period of time. And we probably, you know, in our first couple of hit outs, haven't really hit our straps. So obviously you'd like to fly into the season swimmingly and with a couple of strong wins on the board and playing the way you would have liked. But, you know, there were certainly some strong things to take from those games. And, but you know, we've got a hell of a lot of improvement in us. There's no allusion to where we're at.
Good.
But no, certainly excited, competitive group. And we're striving to win games of footy. So
what he'll do, Brad Scott, is he'll teach you how to play a brand of footy that stands up in September. That's the thing that impressed me the most about his time at North Melbourne. He built a brand of footy that he knew once you hit the big time was going to hold up. And I imagine a lot of that's around defending.
Yeah, for sure. Look, he's been really, really firm in terms of the clarity and simplicity of the way we want to play. And I think it's really resonated with the group, and guys have thoroughly enjoyed, you know, sort of training and playing under him so far.
How's he been with you? This is a man I love, by the way, but his eyes can narrow. And when it does, you just tend to sort of think, well, I need to be a bit careful.
Get out of here.
We haven't copped anything too strong yet, but he's certainly got that demeanour about him that keeps the boys on edge. So hopefully we don't put ourselves in a situation where we need a full berating from him. But anyway. No.
And round one, V Hawthorn. Yep, wow.
Big one. Arch rivals.
Exactly, MCG. And if you become a fan or a member even, is it, Rabsy?
That's it. Before round one, you can win $10,000 cash. Terms and conditions apply. Visit afc.com.au for more info.
Well, that's nice. That's a winnable game at first up.
Yeah, look, it's...
Will you play?
I should be right to go, mate. I'm progressing nicely, chipping away through rehab bits and got to tick off a few little bits this week and hopefully a clean lead in next week. So, fingers crossed.
All right. A little break here with that Dice, because other things we need to discuss. What? I'm not quite finished with the wedding. I want to know where and when.
Well, you won't get invited. Yeah,
no, I'm just wanting details. That's all.
Don't tell him anything.
if he wants A-listers there, I'll get an invite. More with Dice and Heppel next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Righto. Not sure where we're going with that.
Righto.
So we'll move on.
JB, Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Dyson Heppel from the Bombers has stuck around. By the way, if you missed earlier, Essendon is giving fans a chance to win a whopping $10,000 simply by becoming a member before round one. Terms and conditions apply. Visit efc.com.au for more info.
Paddy Ryder back at the club in a development welfare role. That must be brilliant.
Unreal. Unreal, actually. I'm very excited by that. Big Pat back at the club. And he was a fantastic servant of the footy club. I enjoyed sort of being under his feet and around the centre bounces. He was unbelievable. So just such a good character. He'll oversee more of the Indigenous players and be a real mentor for those guys. So I think it's awesome.
Of which there are some very exciting young ones that have joined the club. The Davey boys, tell us a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got Alwyn's been, he's flying. Yes. He's played our couple of pracky matches and has had a super summer of a pre-season. We've got Jaden on the sideline still chipping away after a knee operation, but he's not far off the mark either. So some very exciting talent coming through the ranks.
So who should Bomber fans listening to this be excited about? I mean, there's one with Alwyn, but is there a player on the list that is about to explode and about to give him something really special?
Well, look, I think you look at that with Alwyn. You've got a young guy in Jai Menzies who's had come in our mid-season draft and he's really impressed over this pre-season. Waller's back in action. I think it's going to be a pretty potent small forward line, which will be exciting. Another guy that has semi been just cruising along under the radar but has, nearly cemented himself as a key figure is Will Setterfield.
Yeah,
Coming across from the
good
Blues.
Good get, I reckon.
Massive get, I feel. He's brought a lot of hardness around the pill, and he's been really composed, and I've just enjoyed training alongside him and seeing what he can do.
Mm. No, Davey was very good the other night. He lit it up. We liked him. So I'm going to put him in.
Because you were there doing special comments.
I was doing comments. Not special.
They weren't special. That was
just comments.
We're putting him in the Supercoach team, aren't we, Rabsy?
All right. Yes.
And my Supercoach
good
team
shout.
There.
Good shout.
And we like Paddy. 170 games at the Bombers, 73 at Port, 38 at St Kilda, 281 games.
A lot
been
of
around
footy.
A lot of footy. Yeah.
A lot of footy.
So you'll know.
He was doing a bit of labouring for the builders of mine that we just tidied up a house in Middle Park, and we had Paddy on the shovel and the wheelbarrow and wheeling a few bricks. It was bloody good to spend a day with him.
Thank him.
Kate Bossett and Miranda, classic.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And we're half back again. Is that where you'll be playing?
A bit of a mixed bag, mate. Wherever the coach needs me, mate.
A bit of a wing.
I've been training on the wing for majority of the preseason.
The wing?
Sliding up the ground, mate.
Mm. Nice, up and back.
What do you think, Bill? Thoughts?
Maybe a bit slow.
Mate, I have found a yard, I'm telling you.
Oh, where? Halfback's nice. You just load up there. You use
mate,
it well.
No, don't give me that. I'm still flying, mate. We're good.
All right. Good. You're 31 this year.
Yeah. Hitting my peak at 31.
Right.
A lot of evidence in that.
All right.
Told him how old he is.
Yeah, he's almost retired. Yeah.
No, I haven't. No, we need the good old boys
you're
around.
Unreal.
Now, I'm asking questions about the nuptials coming up.
Because you're getting married.
Because I am getting married, and I have just completely and utterly handed the lot over to Lisa. I said, whatever you want is what's going to end up happening.
Yes.
And I'm having virtually nothing to do with it.
Okay.
You?
No, I don't think Kate will allow that to happen. I'll need to pull my weight somehow or another. But yeah, we've given ourselves a decent run up. I think we'll fire up next year at some time, but I'm not going to give you too much away, mate.
Overseas or?
Well, was in the chats, but I think that's a bit much of an effort, the overseas one. So it'll be within Australia somewhere.
Wait, come on now. I know.
You know the problem with overseas weddings? You know what happens there? You think, I'll invite 60 people and only 10 will come. Mm. Guess what?
What?
Everyone comes now because they've had COVID. No one's travelled. So 60 lob and you go, I'm not paying for all these. We're not doing that. That's what I've been told, Jim.
Told or is it what you're hearing?
That's what I'm hearing. Same thing.
Well, because you've got one coming up.
No.
Now. Dice, not Ling. I know you're passionate about where you come from, but you're not having a wedding there.
Yes. They're probably not in Ling. Probably not in Gatha. Inverloch's nice.
Yes.
The folks are at Inverloch now, so.
Bit windy.
Yeah, it can be a bit blowy. You do need to flush the day, but we'll see how we go. Maybe Byron Bay on the cards.
That's got a quality feel about it.
Something about the dogs will be part of it?
The dogs will have to be a part of it, that's for sure. Yep. They're still swimming along.
I reckon the conversation goes something like this.
Righto.
Dice just sitting there with beautiful Kate Turner and go,
Kate Turner.
Well, I don't know, Lee and Gather, and she'd go, nope.
That's not
and then he'd go, well, right. Inverloch, mum and dad are there. Nope.
Kate Pat.
And he'd go, maybe you go down the other coast and do a look. Nope. And then eventually after 7 suggestions, you'd go, well, Byron, but now we're talking.
Probably not far off her mark.
Will she keep her name, by the way?
Because she's been Kate Turner forever.
Just for you, Bill.
Oh, well, Kate Heppel.
It doesn't roll. It
doesn't roll. Kate Heppel.
No, she'll be pretty staunch on keeping her name for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Now, how do people become a member of this magnificent football club, please? The Bombrays.
EFC.com.au. You can win 10 grand by signing up for round one. It's ridiculous.
Massive supporter base, massive membership. And the first game is against the Hawks where?
MCG, 3:20 p.m. It's the main game on Sunday.
Sunday. Right. Now, is this an Essendon home game? No, so we don't want anyone buying tickets. Buy a membership.
That's it.
And support this superb football club.
Look at the first four rounds, Jim, for the Bombers, right?
Gettable.
Hawthorne. Suns at Marvel.
Gettable.
St Kilda, MCG.
Ooh, hello.
Giants, Marvel. Oh, you're not looking that far ahead.
No, very true, mate. I'm just we're chipping along 1 week at
a time.
We
don't need
to
look at the airport for a month.
Yeah, exactly.
You're happy with that?
Yeah, that's true.
And then gather round. Got to go to Adelaide.
Yeah, we'll love that.
And then you finally. Oh, and then MCG. Wow,
we'll just roll into round one.
I'm bloody traveling.
Okay.
I just want to find out about my man down there.
Who?
Sammy Draper.
No, the big boy.
How's he track? I understand he's had a pre-season for the ages. He's not only been extraordinarily good on the track.
Yes.
But once he leaves it, he goes all right too. Am I wrong?
No, he does his thing. Sammy's been awesome. He has been awesome. He's just got himself a new pup, little Romeo, little bulldog. So a little companion at home. He's flying.
Any
Sammy
other
boy.
Former companion
he's
for Draper?
He does. Izzy, she's a champion. They're fine. Yeah,
good.
Yeah. I love him. I love him, Bill.
Yeah, I know.
He's one of my all-timers.
The Bombers fans love him, don't they?
Yeah, no. Along with Waller, I think the two cult figures of the club.
They bloody should be.
And Waller's going well.
He's flying.
Yeah.
He's happy. He's training well, enjoying his footy.
That's good.
Great seeing you, mate. Congratulations on the engagement, but also on the magnificent career, and enjoy playing footy this year.
Yes.
Thank you, boys. Love your work. Thanks heaps.
Dyson Heppel from the Essendon Footy Club. Buy a membership, efc.com.au. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Shower with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying I'm innocent, by the way.
No.
I just need proof that I'm not.
Our mates at Bluebet certainly speak our language. Whether you're a landscaper, manscaper, tradie or crypto trader, Bluebet get around us all. Download the Bluebet app today from the App Store and join the True Blue Aussie Boogie. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. I reckon if our mates at Bluebet had a market for Bill's joke, it'd be a dollar one to be an absolutely pox one today.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. By the way, you can now see us on YouTube. The full show from yesterday is up on there now. Just look up Triple M on YouTube.
Oh, now Jay-Z Clark in tomorrow.
Oh, has he been on fire of late, Jim?
Well, of course. This is his time of year. He's coming right into the sweet spot for little tubble guts.
Exactly.
And hump day quiz, I don't think.
It's still going.
It can't be.
And very, very popular indeed.
Good prize, I think, attached to it as well.
Oh, good prize.
Mm. Well, this is not popular.
What?
This is Billy's joke.
I came home really drunk last night, Jim, and the wife wasn't happy at all. Not at all. How much have you had to drink? She asked. I've had nothing. Nothing, doll. Look at me, she shouted. It's either me or the pub. Which one is it? I paused for a minute, Jim, and I thought, I reckon it's you, Dull. I can tell by the voice.
He became Colonel Clink, didn't he? Or Schultz, one of the two of them.
Yeah.
He became Sergeant Schultz in the middle of that joke.
It's not a bad little gag.
No, it is a bad gag.
It was the wife.
And the
me or the pub. Jim doesn't get it.
Oh, I'm just can't.
It's plastic for the method acting.
How are you plastic in that?
Plastic, Jim. Because it's method acting.
Wrong.
It's method acting.
How are you hitting that button? Actually astounding. You spent too much time to get in.
I think we have.
Well done, Bill. Two from two.
Jay-Z tomorrow. Hump day quiz. No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at Bluebet. Get around Bluebet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.